Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last fake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, quick on the podcasting, coming at you like Cleopatra, in your mama's butt cheeks, from the East Village, the Gas Digital Studios, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get instant access to the on-demand library for every show we've ever done here on the network, all the shows here on the network. It's like $9 a month. It's cheaper than any fucking Patreon that's fucking out there, and you get so much more content, dude. So many N-words behind that paywall. Also,
who wants to see that?
My co-host for the day, ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him, from the Young Guns podcast, Goods Hates Figs. Just call it Robin Figs. It's a better name. Robin Figs is a better name for the show.
Give me the contract. You give me the contract, we make it happen.
I was going to say Good Hates Figs, but I don't even like that. I think just Robin Figs is a good name for the show.
Just Robin Figs.
Robin Figs. Like Desus and Marrow.
But Young Guns is so
like
cool.
Fucking
why not
Abbott
Figs and Rob, though?
Wasn't it Robin Biggs or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we didn't want to sound
That's
like Robin
funny.
Biggs.
That's hilarious. Yes, dude. Do a parody of their fucking logo. Get them to sue you.
I think our logo's pretty dope.
Shut up. Jeez. Mike Figs is here, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys also know him and love them both from the Boys cast. out there fucking crushing it. Both these guys were just crushing it at Skankfest. Love these guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Polishchuk.
He's on fire.
What up?
And Ryan Long.
Yeah, only shooters out here.
Are both in the house.
There's one here today. And
two shooters.
And ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, one of the most polarizing characters here on the Gas Digital Network and in the Real Ass Podcast. Not polarizing to me. I love the guy. He gets in his own head, though.
Yeah, he
thinks
does.
He's my enemy half the time, dude. Like, literally half the time on the internet, I'm like, oh, fucking Random hates me now, and he's attacking me and my loved ones. But it's okay. I don't mind him. He's a good dude from Dark Knights with Liz and Random. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Random is back on the show.
Yeah.
What was the band? What was the original band for?
Guess what? It's not a gimmick to the audience. Everything's real. Everything in my life has just been murder and suicide. And now there's a podcast about it. True Good. Crime.
Damn, Natalie, you got really dark there for a second. Natalie? Jesus Christ. I think he sounds like you, Natalie. I don't know.
He thinks he sounds like you.
He's like, yes, I have a podcast and it's coming out. We heard Dark Avengers. Whatever the fuck. Now you talk, Natalie.
Oh, I thought you were mocking me. I'm sorry.
I am
He's mocking
you.
Both of you. He's mocking both
you.
Of you.
It's a twofer.
Italian Americans.
So Dark Knights with Liz and Random. This is a show about murder, true crime,
and comedy, but it's mental health advice. I don't know why no one's ever capitalized on the mental health thing.
Can I say?
Thank you for booking me with dudes. Finally,
the elevator pitch could be tightened up.
Yeah.
Because you're saying it's about
mental health.
Give me the pitch. Give me the elevator pitch.
Mental health advice.
Get your mic a little bit.
Mental health advice comedy podcast that turns into true crime because every story unfortunately involves like a murder or a suicide or an accidental murder and shit like that. Like everyone thought I was a gimmick and I tried to say, oh, I'm a gimmick, I'm a character to be accepted by you fucks, but I don't give a shit anymore. People
you seem like you don't care. It
yeah.
seems like it's not on people the tip of your mind at all times.
You seem like you just chugged an orange Kool-Aid before you got here, like maybe 3 gallons worth.
Are you saying I'm on a sugar diet?
No, saying your mouth is orange. That's what I'm saying.
I think that's the zero sugar vitamin
I'm sorry,
water.
I forgot we lightened the show up a few years ago.
Listen, Random, I think it's great. I want people to go listen to your show. You guys should all go download Random's show. You're going to come in, though. You're relaxed today.
Because I'm with
he
dudes.
Was very chill when I first came in. I was like, wow, dude. I was like, his medication is working. Like, whatever they have you on, the cocktail, they finally got it right. And then
within, I started telling a story about him, and then he just fucking, he just went off the rails, and he was like, dude, he's like, this is why people think I'm fucking crazy. It's that, not
no,
me,
that's
dude.
That's what has happened, is and when people say I'm a mass murderer, it used to trigger this trauma, because that's
don't say the word trigger, please, in this room.
All right, I'll...
Only shooters.
Only shooters. No, but what happened
is... Lewis the trigger? Is that what you're finding out?
No, it was...
It's real court jester vibes right now, you know? He's like...
Oh, he's out to get me? Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is I'm inevitably going to be the shooter, so it's like...
He will.
Why not?
He does allude to murdering comedians on the internet sometimes. That's not me. That's literally you.
No, here's the
when
thing.
When you say to Jim Norton, you're like, hey, dude, it'd be really great if somebody put a bullet in your head tonight after your show.
No, those are jokes.
2 a.m.
If you were on your 145 spot at the Cellar or something.
He gets so specific.
No, here's why. I feel like MKUltra is going to use me as a patsy for a mass murder, so I'm trying to work with them and think, maybe we do a comedy club, because the shooting up a comedy club is inherently funny because you can't take it
seriously.
Wait,
did you attack Chris Redd?
What?
Were you the one that attacked Chris Redd the other
No, night? I was on Fox News about it, though. They interviewed me.
They interview you?
Yeah. I said they make it a political...
Did they actually put it on the air?
I don't know if they put it on the air, but they put the camera in front of my face. It was wild.
What happened with Chris Redd, actually?
Someone punched him, and Liz was funny. She says, that doesn't even count because it was outside the Cellar, which it's this attack on comics. You can see it in my documentary, Who Killed Comedy, where it's about comics that just get assaulted, and because I'm not a hot chick who might not be a Trump supporter, no one gives a shit if a comic gets assaulted.
All right.
But it's just that, you know, Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock wave of comics are all free game. You can attack them, and you'll be the hero because people gave the victim a voice 4 years ago.
All right.
So now you're all
this
targeted.
Is Chris Redd at last night at the Cellar?
No, two nights ago,
a guy dressed as a security guard. He like Chris Redd got out of like an Uber or something, and then the guy just walked up to him, like cold cocked him.
Yeah,
and
so
like,
is it a black guy?
I don't know the color, but that's why I was asking him if it was him.
It had to be a black guy, because they would have said white guy attacks.
That's true.
Black guy.
Yeah. Think they were mad that they did like that Alec Baldwin sketch?
Yeah, no, it was a Mayor Adams supporter. They have had enough of these.
Shannon, what do we know about this? Oh, this is the guy.
So this is they're saying now that they think there were two people
Sharon
involved.
<They're>
saying, they think there were two people involved. This guy they said they think was like casing the area, and then the other guy was the one that was right where when Chris Redd got out of the Uber.
Do we think? Wait, they hit him with brass knuckles.
Brass knuckles, yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That means it was planned. That means it's planned.
Yeah, he might be into some shit that we don't know about.
What's going on? How is somebody fucking showing up with brass knuckles smashing Chris Redd? Chris Redd's a small guy, too.
Yeah, I know.
He's not a big guy at all. You don't really need brass knuckles.
Your days are saying,
well, I mean, you want the brass knuckles, it sounds like, for a reason.
Who has brass knuckles anymore? What type of person? Is this?
Also, who's this guy assaulting comics? Because I've been trying to put 1,000 on what's the guy? I can't mention his name. Sorry. I dropped the that's ruining the room, but that's me not caring.
It's all right.
Shooters only.
We were right shooters there. Only.
I
love
how
you're like, yo, can you guys say his name? Because that's fine, but I can't.
No, if there's guys putting hits out on comics, like, hey, I'm hiring guy who brass knuckled people.
Jim Norton tomorrow night.
Just 1,000 K, I'll hit your Cash App.
Doggy, I don't know, but that seems kind of fucking
crazy.
Brass knuckles, you don't even hear about brass knuckles anymore, dude.
No.
So you fucking...
I mean, they're illegal, right? You're not allowed to possess brass knuckles.
I mean, but...
Was he one of the Double Dragon?
Did he go to the hospital?
Oh, for sure. Dude, apparently they said there's like blood like all over the street and stuff. If you get hit with brass knuckles...
Two black guys with a gash.
Do you know what brass knuckles... Look. Do you know what brass knuckles... Have you ever like used them or held them?
Yeah, I've held them. It's crazy.
I actually haven't, but...
I've never.
There's like another level of violence to it. He would know. He's Italian-American.
We've held them. Our boy had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I've held them. I've never.
So I bought them at a flea market. When I was like, remember back when we were 12 and it was like, we need...
Were they the ones that had a little spike on the side?
No. When I was 12 years old, I had a slew of weapons.
This is a South Park episode.
Sure it is. Thank you for calling me a fucking hack, random. Jesus Christ. I don't have a catalog of fucking South Park episodes in my head. Everything's a Simpsons episode. Yeah. Just so you know, guys, we're never going to be...
South Park did nail
Let me guess, Lewis, you threw a ninja star into someone's eye? Is that what you did?
No, but we had a whole slew of weapons when I was 12 years old, everything from nunchucks to fucking blow darts to butterfly knives
and starter pistols.
He's gonna outweapon you right now.
I have three pairs of nunchucks
in Jersey City. I would walk around with the a bottle like this. Of
Random does seem like he would have those weapons currently.
Currently,
like,
yeah.
No, I was gifted the Anarchist Cookbook when I was 4 years old, and now I started a new movement. Here's my business card, orangefango.com.
Like, you think I'm an old Jew now? Here it is. Here's how you make a pipe.
How many samurai swords do
you fill it with gasoline, and then you put match heads in the tip, and then a firecracker, and then you light it, and then the three black people that were going to jump you in Jersey City.
You don't even need that. Gone. So, no, you don't need the firecracker.
No, you don't, because you need the fuse. You need the fuse.
Weapon off!
And if you put styrofoam in gasoline and put it in a freezer, you make napalm. So that's all over their face.
So what you could do is you don't
need... Random.
You don't... Random. You don't need...
It seems quite deliberate,
actually. We should get in our sponsor, AutoZone. Sponsored by... Use promo code RAPASS20.
No, you don't even need that, dude. What you do is you take it in two different compartments, right? So you put the gasoline inside of a bottle. Then you take another smaller container with the match heads and then the flint from the matches as well. And then you put that in there. When you throw it, the match heads go against the flint and it will ignite. You don't need to light shit, doggy. So this is a lightless version. How am I out-weaponing you right now, doggy?
Because I need a five...
He has nunchucks in his hand.
I need a five-second fuse to throw it. I can't have it explode my head. I'll look silly.
I guess
clown.
You're right, dude. If I do,
it's like,
you do shake a lot, dude. Like,
imagine a clown pulling his balloon right in front of his own face. Yeah. That's what it'd be like. It'd be silly.
All right, give me more information about this Chris Redd thing, Shannon, please.
So that's most of the information that they know. So they said that as soon as he got out of his Uber, showing up at the Comedy Cellar, somebody just approached him, hit him in the face with the brass knuckles. Apparently, they also like grabbed and ripped his chain off of him, but he did recover the chain.
Do black people really recover that chain? You're rich, dog. You're on SNL. Chill. Let him have
just
it.
Sure, the chain or something.
Not my chain, motherfucker.
No, this is complete. Nice chain, this though. Is complete hip hop shit. Like, I'm being comics. Fucking
that's
army.
The Jane?
Arm yourselves or have someone around you that holds a gun on them so they can just.
I'm literally like, this is like.
Look at Random
really
trying to get on more shows
now.
I know,
but like, no, act serious. Like this is like normal where all arm comics yourself. Have to carry now. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, by the way, this is the truth, right? So this they keep on saying this, like, they're like, dude, it's a whole thing. It's happening. First Chappelle, then Chris Rock. Comics have been getting attacked on stage forever, right? There are thousands of shows that happen
so
every single night.
Back.
Tens of thousands of listen.
I could be the one that shoots an audience.
Start the set with like a nunchuck thing, and then be like, "Anyways, just we'll start now."
What a hack! He's got nunchucks. Fucking hack.
But it's not the type of thing where I go, "Oh my god, this is a massive problem that is happening, and we need to figure out."
Do you
out
even know this is for comedy or this is like a rich?
No,
like,
what I think it is. If it was a person casing it, what I think it is. I don't think he's into illegal shit. I think he's known he's known as being rich. I don't know what his background is. Somebody fucking knew him and was like, "Yo, he's gonna be there. He's got money. Rob him. Yeah. He's got a fucking dope ass chain."
I didn't know about the chain before now.
They were trying to rob him, but they knew who he was.
Yeah,
it wasn't just a random thing.
Yeah. But don't let them catch you slipping. Like, maneuver yourself if you have to fucking duck out in an Uber or fucking fire at a crowd.
He does have a point. You know what I mean? If that's like a $10,000 chain.
I mean, like, when
but also you should feel comfortable.
I've had people jump on stage multiple times. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Not on TMZ.
Did you have like a knife with you or something?
I actually didn't bring it that day, but
no. But
Ryan's on stage with his switchblade.
Like, Random's like, you didn't have a sickle. You left the house without your.
Random, when do you start doing like the knife hand thing during the show? Is that
no? I never. I do. I will if I'll get a spot on the boys.
You have to let people know that. So, yeah,
the boys will bring you on the show. That's a show that would 100% have you. Would you have Random on the show? Would you explore the world of Random on the boys?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah,
just stop, stop killing yourself.
I don't give a fuck. The only thing is, like, we have this problem always. We don't really do guests, like, period.
I've seen so many guests on your show.
We've done 140 episodes, and we've probably done 15 guests
in the past month.
We haven't had none.
We do one guest every 2 months.
Yeah,
they're saying I need to get more successful, which means I need to shoot someone in the audience while I'm on stage.
I don't think he would get past our building security, to be honest.
You can do pat downs. I'm fine with
I think Random knows ways to enter like ducks in like the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, like I'm Die Hard.
He just keeps on saying yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Or Mission Impossible. I just come down and
dude.
We had a guest canceler. Are you here? He goes, it just drops down. Jeez, you know what was funny on that article? It said,
it was using Jesse Smollett as like a reference, not for a fake thing. It was you know, like for example, Jesse Smollett was attacked. It was like, yeah, that one's pretty debunked
at
this point.
That was some fucking hot sex.
What, Shannon?
What they were talking about with the Jesse Smollett case was using local surveillance videos to track down who they believe did it. And that's what they're hoping, because right now they have no idea who the suspects are. So they're hoping to use the surveillance cameras in the area to try to find who did it.
It's crazy that they use brass knuckles. I mean, that's how, like, it's when it's something like that, right?
It's supposed to be personal. Brass knuckles, like, you don't think you could that guy was huge. Chris Pratt was small. You don't think he could just knock him unconscious with his fist? That was, like, a message.
That's what I'm thinking.
Could be. It's also
like
a hot area.
He's in a gambling area. Maybe he's like in a...
Do you think New York is more dangerous right now than it was 5 years ago? Like, walking around, do you feel like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but not more than it was 20 years ago, but more than it was 5 years ago.
20 years ago was Giuliani, wasn't it? Wasn't that when it was like the safest?
Well, so I moved here in 2001, and New York was, it was already sort of cleaned up at the time. Times Square was already cleaned up. You had to go out to like, I used to jerk off in those jerk off booths.
Nice.
Like,
nice.
8th and 9th Avenue.
Straight.
This before, dude, 2001, you got to understand, porn was not readily available on your phone.
Well, that's true.
It was barely available on the internet. The
so
idea
you wait till
of,
she's asleep.
Listen, the idea of downloading porn, that just wasn't a thing, really. And I was, like, en route to the city all the time. So what I would do is I would work up, like, my balls would just fill up on the bus.
Nice.
And I'd get all fucking horned up, and I'd get out, and I'd see these girls signs, and I'm like, hell yeah.
Take it for a spin, yeah.
And I would go out, and I would beat off these jerk-up booths, and you just click the fucking through, and it was, like, literally, it was a television with different porn channels. It'd be, like, 100 porn channels, and you just jerk off to what you want to jerk off to. But it was, like, similar... It was funny because it was a precursor to the streaming sites where you can kind of click through. So that's what I would do. I would just fucking
feed a dollar in to keep it going. Like, that's the most Puerto Rican in its habitat story.
No. The most Puerto Rican thing was like cleaned up the floors after.
Not again, Mr. Gomez. Come on. You're on the clock, Gomez. Sorry, my balls got filled up on the train.
But sometimes I would go and see the live girls that would like, you know, you put it in and then the window would come up and they're just fingering themselves. And
that's what I wanted.
That's the original cam girl.
Yeah.
And then you would you try to time it so you could shoot your nut onto the window?
Oh.
And then you'd go. And you'd shoot it and it would spray against the window.
Why not just
get a hooker? Random, show the girls how it looks. They, shoot a fat load right now onto the window?
I can try. I'm on opiates and coke, but I might just get a hooker at that point. Like, why not?
Because that cost me...
He was putting dollars in.
$4 to nut into a fat Dominican girl's face.
Just sell 3 bags of weed, $60, and you can lowball some fat black hooker.
No.
$60.
Do you lowball hookers?
I used to when I was like 16.
$1.
You start there negotiating. You write zero on a piece of paper. And you slide it.
I'll show you my nunchucks.
I have a figure in mind. Yeah, dude. No, but that was when I was very, very poor. I just started selling comedy club tickets in New York City, and I was going to Baruch College, and that's what I would do. Is I would that was my watching porn was those jerk off booths, and I would do it all the time. I have no shame in this.
That's fucking hot, though. I don't know. I like people that sexually just do their own thing. Like, I wish fucking in public could be legal, and there's massive orgy. I don't know why.
It happens.
Like, get your mic a little bit, Randy.
I just like when people are just themselves sexually. I don't know why. Or I want sexual power over everyone. If I could go, you two fuck, and then everyone, you guys on the bus, just fuck, and then start having a fuck competition.
Nunchucks could help that.
What a great superpower.
People on this subway and this subway.
Just blow dart a girl
in the
neck.
They have to fuck each other. This subway.
All right, buddy, fuck this girl.
No, this subway and this subway, they're fucking, and it's a fuck competition. They have to outfuck this subway, and then it's just
very interesting.
And that's why I was late by 15 minutes.
That's what I'm going
on. Some
guy in a shuttle
making you fucking.
Yeah, we had to fuck off with the F train, you know. But we made it. Real ass, dude. We can do it. That's amazing, dude. I love this utopia. I would pay for your OnlyFans with you and your chick, because that's kind of like
why don't you do an OnlyFans with you and your chick?
Because I'm waiting until she dies, and then I can get the sympathy points.
I thought you were going to say, fuck her dead body.
Oh, and then you have all of
them. Oh, I definitely would. We had a 30
I'm glad that didn't turn into fuck her dead body.
No, we had a 30-minute segment on how
you've grown, dude. Yeah. It didn't turn into fuck her dead body.
No, I haven't grown. It's on a...
Real Estate of the Week. He's over the last day out there. He's got bad attitude.
my Billy's friend. He's a real ass dude.
I didn't want to let you down. But I got it out on dark nights. How I would fuck her is I would use it like a per crochet thing, like a puppeteer, and fuck her body that way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. For,
are you really into necrophilia?
No, but it's like there's
no
something.
But. Well, that was a no but.
Not a believable no. It should just be no.
Some of these people on the subway, it's getting close. Yeah. Put it that way.
You can hear this on dark nights. I had a girl that I loved, and I was going to get married to her. And
by the way, it sounds like a Batman podcast. Yeah. The dark nights. We're going to explore Batman 89.
No, but watch the energy in the room do this. A bullet hit her fucking head, and her head exploded. So the idea that I was supposed
just
to
just random?
Get married,
sounds like something Two-Face would do.
Random. Yeah.
No, the fact, I know, it's depressing now. So the fact that it's something that, like, she was my, I wanted to marry
generally
her.
Generally, people say someone
dead.
Got shot. They don't say a bullet hit her head. Like, the order of operations there is
no,
off.
But what
like,
I was
bitch's
saying,
head button bullets.
No, but what I was saying is, so, like, the idea of her dead body was kind of hot to me. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I can rationalize it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, in a weird, like, I think in actual
if you
practice,
really love
I
them, that's what I'm saying.
In actual practice, I think I'd have trouble, but I do.
What about, like, real, real fresh? Like, it dies during sex, couple extra pumps.
You're coming.
No, you sell it out.
If you kill, like, let's no, say you're you fucking a bitch doggy style, right? So this is the move, right? You know, the we talked about it the other day on the show, the grabbing of the wrists, yeah. Smashing the head down into the fucking pillow. Let's each go a little bit too close to the wall, right? You yeah, crack her neck.
You fuck. Then
there's
you
no,
put it
let
on
me
Craigslist.
Finish. Let me, hold
right.
on, Brandon. You got to let other people fucking finish their thoughts. Then you try it. It's a fucking bouncer. You're doing great, by the way. Okay. This is by far the best performance that you've ever had on this fucking show.
There you go.
There you go.
It is.
You got an explosion.
Because I'm with dudes.
Shannon, am I wrong?
Is that
or
what happens? You always bring. He always brings you on yes. with girls, and then you well, just no, fight
I
him.
Like to make women uncomfortable through any right. means necessary.
This is the time he legitimately brought me on just to say things. It's not like an attack on an ex.
That's not true. It's not an attack
They're
on an ex.
They're dudes here, not characters.
You bring him on with an ex?
I brought him on with Karen Fien. And who else did I bring him on with?
There was a few. And I'm sure Natalie's coming in the future. You're like, oh, we don't speak, but I know how you get. Your spite won't
oh,
let you win. Your spite will win.
My spite always wins.
Yeah.
If you need to make a message to a new girlfriend, the old girlfriend might book an appearance.
No, but
No.
But what I'm saying is,
everything's great, guys. Go support her.
The dead body, you sell it on Craigslist and you say $100 and say, oh, she's just into this passed out Cosby sleep fetish thing. Then you have dudes just running through, and then you have $1,000 and a dead body filled with cum.
I love it. That's a great
you hear
idea.
That, kids?
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's the Halloween episode.
Subscribe to Dark Knights, guys. It's coming up live. Listen, if someone dies, you know, just play with it. Poke it, feel it, lick it, do whatever you want.
Taste it, nibble on it. Who hasn't nibbled a dead body? You're
they should
like,
hire you at like a haunted house. It's like yeah, one of the just corners.
The
you show up and you're
you
just
in.
Rambling with your nunchucks.
No, but they would see me with
no photo photography. You cannot touch the actors. Come on, single line.
They would
do
see
not
me
touch
with,
them.
No,
anyways, I just I like to fuck the dead bodies. And
no, they would see me with my erection.
Welcome, everybody. If it bleeds, it leads. Let's go.
I love how Figgs' idea of me is an old Jewish man.
No, it's, he uses the same impression as he uses for our lesbian producer, Natalie.
Yeah, you kind of sound like Natalie. Natalie,
he does sound like you doing an impression of me.
Okay,
now I think
you
that's
say
true.
Something.
Her voice just got me all like.
It is, yeah.
Oh, you like it,
fucking...
Natalie? Would you? Because she's a lesbian.
I'll
but,
get it. I'll get it eventually.
But I will say, Natalie, Random's face looks enough like a lesbian aunt that I feel like you can maybe give it a shot.
You guys didn't know that I was going to transition
she's
at some
a lesbian
point.
Girl, me too.
That's
Drake,
what I'm saying.
Drizzy
so
Drake.
If I'm trans, then all the other comics that cancel or blacklist, that's discrimination.
Random,
so.
Relax.
No, I'm just getting that
let
point
me,
out there.
Let him work his game.
Let
he was
me,
so close.
Let me lead.
All right.
Okay, relax. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors on the show, which is YoKratom, YoKratom.com. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Oh, hell yeah. YoKratom.com is the home of the $60 kilo, all right? It's the only place where you can get a full kilo for just $60.
I know, and who would want a kilo of anything, right, Figs? You fucking addict.
Oh, boy.
If you're over 21 and you want to get a kilo of Kratom for just $60, YoKratom.com is the way to go. All right, where were we? Because here's what happens with you. There's too much silence, and then he's like, dude,
that is true.
He
yeah,
gets uncomfortable
with
silence.
Silence.
Sometimes just chill. Yeah. Yeah. Just let you're yeah. fucking, I love you.
Silence is two people talking over each other. Can't let this happen.
It's fucking crazy. We just let me lead. I'm going to lead us into a great direction. Yeah. You're killing it, dude. You're doing great. Yeah. So, what is this emoji etiquette? This is interesting, right?
Oh, no, dude. We can't go to no, from that to dead bodies to fucking
so,
the dead.
So, Elon Musk's in the news.
What happened on Twitter?
So, Kanye West.
The emoji
guys.
Movie part two. Yeah.
Emoji etiquette expert says older people should avoid sending thumbs up and the slight smile emojis to Gen Zers because they take it as passive aggressive. Thumbs up is passive aggressive as fuck.
It is passive aggressive.
If you send me a thumbs up, I'm like, dude, you want to fight? What the fuck is going on?
I don't know how some people don't get that, because a lot of people still do the, you know, the heart it, but you put the thumbs up on your comment. You go, how do you not know that people don't like this?
It's fucking infuriating.
Dude, I've like not hired people for shit like that.
It's crazy.
Where I'm like talking to people to like hire for an editing job or whatever, and I'm like, okay, we'll talk tomorrow. Thumbs up. And I'm like, or we won't talk tomorrow. It's maybe like, not.
It's like they're doing this. It's like they're going.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Oh, it's crazy.
I hate it. It makes me so angry. Yeah. My son's mother does it.
We're the old
she is being passive
about.
Aggressive. Yeah. Unquestionably.
That's accurate. They are doing that. Yeah.
Gotcha, bucko.
I have a question.
Fucking bitch.
What if you're trying to gain acceptance and they host a show about transsexuality, bisexual cuckolding?
It's a pretty niche show.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Yeah. is that passive aggressive? What's the other one? What's the slight smile, Shannon? I don't even know what the slight smile is. Can we see it?
It's a so what they
was that?
Smirk. They
oh,
don't,
I don't know. Just look at the
let me find it.
Are you sure?
Let me see.
It's like without
careful.
The teeth.
You might draw.
I need eggplant and water shoots. Yeah. That's what I want every time I.
Yeah.
Here,
that's
the
emoji.
Mostly fire emojis. Good or
that?
Bad.
No, that's a smile.
That's
no,
like,
that's
like
just
a,
that's not a shit eating grin. If somebody's like,
there's this one, like the curled on the side.
No, like that one's like, I'm a whore and I want you to put your dick in my ass. The whole like,
well, it depends who's sending it to you though. Right?
Side mouth.
I thought it was a kissy emoji. That's why I don't know. It was a smile.
Magnifying glass emojis really worked its way into my vocabulary.
I do the random ones where it's like half the face where it's just a no smile.
I
send that one all the fucking time, dude. Half a space, no smile. It's like, what is
Lewis just sent me a smiley face with a zipper as his mouth? Am I going to Skankfest? Am I going to Skankfest, Mexico? I have no idea. He just sent me a tennis racket.
Dude, shut the fuck up about Mexico. They don't know.
Sorry, Dougie.
Now the biggest one is any of your friends like a hot girl's photo and you come across it, screenshot it, send that with the magnifying glass emoji. That kind of stuff. I love just being like, just so you know, I'm fucking watching you.
I like that and the two eyes by themselves.
Oh, looking to the left,
the ones that like,
I do the upside down smiley face very often to say, you're a crazy whore.
Okay.
Yeah. Just so you know, you're a fucking lunatic whore, and this is what you're doing. You're making me fucking crazy.
No, you can't let the women make
emoji.
You crazy. That's the problem.
What'd you say?
Women are like children, and they want to needle you and needle you.
Now we're talking.
Now you're going to get on the boys' cast.
I'm listening.
November 8th just cleared up.
I'm listening.
Let me get the Dunkin' Donuts creamer, please.
No, but you have to become like a Zen monk, and then your girlfriend just wears herself out, and then she feels
my
bad.
Girlfriend, I could become a Zen monkey.
No, but,
like.
No, but what I'm saying is like they
she likes that big black.
They're miserable,
cock, folks.
No, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. A Zen monkey.
Black dick is a mentality.
Zen monk. I have sex with her while I'm wearing a hood.
I do wear a hood.
He does wear a hood. It's a fucking clan. I bailed out halfway through.
All right. So, Random, you said you can give me advice for my because I'm in a new relationship.
Yes, and you ruin all your relationships.
And,
by
and
you.
Oh, just like you, just like you, I am dating above my pay grade. Right?
Fuck. Man.
You are.
I have food stamps, so
Lizzie, your girl's fucking smoking hot,
Lizzie's
dude. Come on,
so much hotter than you. It's fucking crazy.
No, my dick game's wild though. That's why.
Yeah, let's go.
That's all I have. That's literally all I have. You think women hook up with me because I'm a philosopher? Oh, it's comedy. No, because
I mean,
is that
what you
fuck.
Thought?
I'm a crazy fuck. I'm the circus free carnival that every woman looks at and it's like, I don't know.
Right are, up to see the good dicked man.
No, to I know what you guys are thinking.
Women are with me for my money and my good looks and my charm and my worldly views. No, no, it's not that.
They're with me because they're like, I want to see what this fucking crazy freak show ride is. Yeah, they and some people like the ride.
No, what random is. I know why
I'm
random
the,
gets
the
and you get a prize at the end.
Yeah. The reason that random gets hot
take something
chicks
off the bottom shelf, bitch,
is because he's confident and you're willing to take the shot with the chicks. It does half the game, dude. Sometimes these bitches are like, am I crazy? Is this guy hot? She's you've confused her.
You tell girls what your pay grade is by just how you ask.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. You can convince them where they go, is this guy like a fucking nine? Like,
but all right, so what do you think has been my problem in the past, and what can I do differently in this relationship? I want to get your advice here, and I want Random's advice, not Mark's advice. Because these are two different things.
I don't have muffin personality disorder, you guys. I dashed my name so people would know whether I was joking or not. I was trying to make it a courtesy to people. So when I'm like, hey, Ryan,
nobody understands the context of what you're saying. When you start going into a thing, he's talking about on Twitter, he signs his name Random or Mark.
To decide.
But nobody knows that.
You're
nobody
would, two different people?
No, to indicate whether I'm joking or serious. Or not.
Oh, I feel like probably people don't know. Yeah. So they're just
like, if I'm like, hey, Ryan, your special was cool, dash Mark, it means good.
Oh,
job.
My God. So you like, people are mad at you and you're like, you didn't see that I.
You didn't die Random.
Like, oh, Ryan,
but he responds as Mark.
You have like
random
a legend in your bio or
no,
something.
Chris,
like, yeah,
Chris Red is doing the 11:35 spot at the Comedy Cellar. Random. Yeah. Guys, I was joking. Guys, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Chris Red will be at the Grizzly Pear at 10:45. Yes. He'll start walking. Yes. Random.
No, but if I'm like, oh, Ryan, you're a fucking queer, dash Random, I don't mean that. I'm just fucking with you.
I definitely wouldn't have known
how
that.
How are people supposed to know
that? But nobody would know that. But he also just goes.
Is this like a delusions of grandeur thing you have, or you assume?
I just figured, I don't know. Like,
yes.
You're right.
In short, yes.
Yeah, like you just assume everybody on Twitter knows that?
I fucked up. You're genuinely
but
right.
Why don't you let me see.
I need an alter ego.
I have an idea. Random. Yeah. I have an idea. Tweet out your legend and what it means.
Yeah.
And then pin it.
No, it is. Yeah. It's pinned. Pull up his Twitter right now. Yeah, it's
pinned
for a month.
What did the pin say? Yeah.
Pull up his Twitter and get us three shots of tequila. I need a fucking drink, guys. I don't know about you.
I got
his pinned message right now is whatever I say I mean, and you go, okay, it's confusing.
By the way, this is how you know comics suck. Every time I've been around, I offer Kratom, I offer Klonopin, I offer Coke.
You
have Klonopin? Yes.
On you?
Yes.
I'll take one.
I don't want Kratom.
All right, here, I'll bring up that. No, but what I'm saying is every time.
Dude,
even
put some lines on the table. Let's fucking party, Random.
All right.
You're going to show up and not fucking offer everybody lines?
No, but what I'm saying is for 3 years, I've
Natalie, if you do a line, you're the coolest producer in the fucking world.
I'll
let you do a line right now on the fucking show, the table, get wild, get funky.
No, but just acknowledge that.
Pretend it's a pussy.
Mike, when we did Chrissy Mayer's show, I offered you blow, correct?
I don't remember.
No, he offered to blow you.
No.
I think that was,
some of us have work to do, though.
I offered you blow. Yeah. I've offered you blow in the past.
I don't think you offered me blow. I think we had ribs and mashed potatoes at Tiff's Hell House in New Jersey. I don't think he gave me blow.
Random hides his blow in a sweet and low packet.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart, actually.
No, what I'm saying is, like, if I'm the guy who's offering blow and Klonopin and Kratom from Malaysia and comics hate me, that
makes
comics
suck. You think it's the fentanyl issue? People just think it's fentanyl.
Oh, you think I'm secretly killing people?
Yeah, let me watch you do this first.
All right.
Also, it's not like...
Yeah, let's watch you do it first and wait a half hour.
Do me a favor, Tyrion Lannister. You fucking pop it first, and then I'll follow after you, guy. Fucking...
Dude, if he killed everybody on the show, it would be hilarious.
Did you pull up the Twitter?
It's like Kate Quigley's
It would be fucking funny if
that's
he why fentanyl
I love her.
Murdered everybody on the show.
Spooky!
I love Katie Quigley because I just talk about it. She's actually about that life. So I love you, Katie Quigley.
I'm calling her Katie.
That's the name of the
really
episode.
Tight.
Dude, if Random, I can see it. Oh,
I almost had a date with her. I almost had a date with her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's ask her if she thinks it's that
I can see. I can see a world where Random and Kate Quigley end up together.
Yeah, dude.
I can see it. Look at Lizzie.
She's
about to shoot somebody.
It's my origin story. Lizzie gets shot, and then I just go on a crazy, like, me and her just fucking killing comics left to right, and then we make an,
dude,
it'll
and
be
Quigley
like Natural Born Killers.
Across the
oh
country.
My God, Natural Born Killers.
I love it, dude.
Sorry, Liz.
Somebody in the racist live chat put together Kate Quigley and Random's head on a Natural Born Killers movie cover. Send it to me right now, please.
There you go. All right.
Stop talking for a minute. Set up some fucking lines for the boys.
And then we'll talk about emojis.
Yeah, I wanna see, turn the cameras off, and then we'll come back.
What is this pin tweet?
Check the pin tweet.
No, you can go over there and do a line. I won't tell anybody, dude. Well, keep the camera on me while you're doing it. You're going to do coke right now on the show? You're psychotic.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. I got to pee bad.
That doesn't really explain that the random ones are a different person.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I took it down. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Philosophy, comedy, rap music albums, stand-up comedy albums, published novels, bookings, t-shirts, live performances, Dodecagram is a spiritual logo for Savior, and as a kid they called me Random because
I grew up in a fucking
because of an identity
cult.
Disorder, and then Random.
So that's,
you just
a joke.
That's a joke.
Yeah, so that's not real.
That seems so serious.
Yeah, that is serious though.
No, guys, this is just prop comedy. This is prop comic. I'm like the Carrot Top, but I have to edge it up.
Yeah,
Random's. I love it.
I'm throwing a follow. I want 80% random and 20% Mark. That's my
But that was the thing follow. Is when I got into comedy, they said, oh, women like to be called sluts and degraded. So that feminist video, I was literally trying to make them come.
That's so like, funny that was your comedy advice.
No, yeah. Natalie Cuomo. I was just trying to make her hot. All right. Sorry.
It's fine.
All right, anonymous woman in the video.
So
I was trying to make the Serbian bitch come.
So
you think her pussy?
Give me advice. All right. Here, Random.
The advice is it. What?
How do I gotta?
Where you mess up in your relationship? Please. What you do is you say, "I'm gonna be the one in charge. I'm not gonna fall in love. I'm gonna pretend like I'm gonna fall in love." But women will slither like a snake. Like, no, I want to meet your kid. No, I want it. They find out what's important to you, not because it's important to them, but they convince you it's important to them, and then they know it's important to you, and then they use that later when they're going to destroy you.
So what
it's
do I gotta do? I gotta just keep her at a distance.
No, you gotta be. True to yourself, like vulnerable and open up, because that's the only way to have a genuine human connection. That's
never
Mark.
Do that.
That's Mark talking. But what you have to be a Zen monk to like detach yourself from any kind of outcome. Like if Lizzie left me tomorrow, which might happen, but it's like I won't feel like I'll be hurt at just the nature of life. But I've already like she's already broken up in my mind, and I'm a single person, and I have who I am. You have to be who
you're
you are single and be.
Saying.
Well, you do.
Lizzie,
both.
If you want a snack, you could go in the top drawer, get a candy, anything you want. There's ice tea on the bottom too.
As many mints as you'd like. Help yourself.
Whatever makes you feel good. You broke up with her? Go ahead.
No, but also a relationship is also about improving. So you guys, people think relationships are two people fixing each other, but it's actually both of you guys fixing yourselves and then growing together and talking about what you learn. So if you're not always in like a state of progressing and like moving forward, even with yourself, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, like you're gonna halt or she's going to halt, and one person's going to hold the other back, and then that's going to cause the relationship. Marriages are just patterns people have developed over time of being with each other. So, sorry to make it not
no,
fun.
No, I like it. It's actually not. It's not
is that
bad
Mark
advice.
Or was that Random?
That was Mark.
I don't know.
That was Mark.
Okay. That was I don't
know. Now, random advice. What do I got to do?
Tell the girl, be part of the train or become roadkill. Yeah.
Random advice is...
We're all already dead, bitch.
No, random advice is... This is why women can get away with cheating, is the reason men cheat and then they feel like they did wrong. So they subconsciously are guilty and they get caught, whereas women cheat and have justified it to themselves. I deserve it. That piece of shit is this way. So women don't feel bad for cheating. So you have to cheat your whole way through your relationship, you got caught because you felt guilty.
Listen, when I cheated, and you know,
you felt nothing about it.
I disconnected from the there was no emotion. It was simply masturbating with another woman's body.
You're
right,
like, this has to happen. It is what it
this
is.
This is what's going on. Like I wanna.
I don't want to do this.
When a woman cheats, she may feel.
Have a taste, man.
Hey, come on, Danny, take a taste.
Have a little taste of her, dude. You got at least you got to gum a little bit, dude. You gotta, if you don't gum a little bit,
leave the camera on us, and then
yeah, leave the camera over here. You gonna go to the bathroom?
I'm gonna go to the bathroom in like 4 seconds. I'm gonna give my friends a chance to finish his Red Bull.
No, I think you're probably good, Figs. All on you.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
All right, you go to the bathroom. So, you know, when women cheat, it's fucking straight up.
No, they justify it mentally in their head. That's why.
No, keep the camera on me, you fucking twits.
You fucking dumb twits.
Well, that's because the women.
By the way, Random definitely built up a.
directly in the camera. It's directly in the camera.
You can tell. This is my blow. This is my fucking blow.
Here, put the camera.
That's incredible. Here,
that go was, down. Go down a little bit.
See, you can tell it's not real blow, right?
Yeah.
It's, I'm a prop comic.
Dude. All right. Oh, Splenda.
Yeah.
But you, I wanted real stuff.
I know.
Can I get a napkin, a coffee, a sandwich?
Can we get some right. club music on in here?
Your
head. That was the camera. And your head was just in front of it.
Hey, can we get some strobes going on?
We gotta blur that out. Right just, now. You know, I mean, you know, I gotta, you know, for the sake of me, you know, I want to be on SNL with Chris at some point.
You know. No, it's prop. It wasn't real coke. You tasted it. It was Splenda. I was just trying to look edgy for the fans.
I like it.
You know that. It wasn't
random, look, if bad, you just bad. Come in with this energy, here, I'm going to give you advice because we're at about the halfway point of the show right now, okay? Couple things. Number one.
I only had one more thing to get off, and then I was just going to ride just back finish. The rest let of the finish. Show.
Listen, you're doing great.
Yeah.
My only advice I would say is just be a little more comfortable with the silence.
Yeah.
Be a little more comfortable with somebody else talking for a little while.
Yeah.
And fuck, because you're doing, I'll be honest, you have there's something about you that's changed. Number one, you have a much more positive thing about you right now.
No.
You do. Well, maybe it's negative. I like the negative you more. Yeah. So if you're more depressed and closer to suicide, I like that. Yes. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because I like this version of you better.
Well, because it's accepting. Last time, I wanted...
He called me recently. We had a conversation on the phone for a good half an hour.
And you were legit. Yo, come back on the show. I was like, no, I'm just trying to promote my show.
No, he wanted to pay us to buy ad space, or he was asking advice on how he could utilize marketing funds to grow the show, which is great. And I said, dude, I was like, number one, I'm not selling you ad space. That's crazy. Just come on the fucking show. So I was
I didn't want to do that. I wanted if you knew someone who could help promote, because Dark Knights, it's a comedy show. We fuck around. We talk about pedophiles and make jokes, but we also talk about cults.
We also talk about Batman.
No, just
pedophiles, the occult, all under the Batman umbrella. Yeah.
DC's going to send us a cease and desist.
Imagine Arkham Asylum had its own podcast. That's what Dark Knights is.
No, but
dude, if you don't do a Batman segment on Dark Knights moving forward,
no, because it's about the Roman Catholic Dark Knight of the soul.
You have to understand how funny that is, though.
It's a woman's podcast because it's true crime and mental health, and then we make dark jokes here because we both had a decent amount of pedophiles in our life, both
there's more than one.
Yeah.
A decent amount.
Yeah.
You spell it Knights with an N or K-N?
Yeah, no, Roman Catholicism.
Every episode should be a different pedophile.
No, every episode's this episode's all the people who have killed themselves in my life. This episode, people have been gunned down by murder. This
you don't want to stretch those out?
Raped.
You want to be like, here's a new person that killed myself? Because
I would do that. I would literally tell the story of
so one episode's every person that killed yourself, and then you're done with the
you
people?
You get six episodes
out of that.
Honestly, it's crazy. There's going to be more people in your life that are going to kill themselves.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like a fucking self...
I had that fucking weird heart issue where I was doing a podcast while I was having a heart attack, and then it just fucking ended and I woke up in the hospital, and I used that as the promo clip of me doing drugs in the hospital. But ironically, it was an episode about people of drug overdoses. But we do give positive advice, because if I'm going to fucking die this year, I just want one thing.
Is
that
it
just,
this year you think is going
to
happen?
I don't know when, but I just want to leave the world with positive energy.
Lizzie has
turned the fuck on. That's what that
no,
is.
No, she has your mom energy. I looked at her now when I said, you're going to die this year. And I looked at her. She went. Goodbye. That's random.
No, my mom wouldn't. My mom called me a Columbine shooter, so I failed her. My mom, I was 12. She goes, "You're going to be a Columbine shooter."
Was she pissed off when you didn't live up to expectations?
That's exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's what
no.
It was.
She was actually that was the best case scenario for her. She's like, you know what? You're going to go down in history.
It's not like the crowd work she was doing. Yeah.
You're getting a Netflix special. I can promise you that.
I love my mom. If my mom texted me, I think they are at a compound. She's one of those crazy I'm going to kill myself. No, but
his mom's Chrissy Mayer.
My mom and Gino have a special.
She's the new co-host of In Hot Water with Gino.
Yeah.
You don't talk to your mom.
No, I, like, it's just one of these, like, it's weird because of, we have a Dark Knights episode about that, but it's like, I love my mom on any day. If she texted me, it's like, yo, come down. I think she lives, like, somewhere in the Midwest. I would just kill for her if she needed
to. I love the idea of her being bummed out. Like, what are you up to? It's like, just watching the news. Interesting that you're not on there. Another school shooting.
That's weird.
Oh, it's not
you. Your brother shot up a school.
Yeah, just super.
It seems like it's not you. You're still pursuing that rap career. Or was it that novel career? Or was it the philosophy professor? Or was it the hospice doctor?
I would love for you to be a philosophy professor. Like,
exactly.
He kind of is, dude.
But I'm saying, like, no, but like, kids show up for their first year of, like, philosophy, like, first year of college. Yeah.
It's like, random.
That's random.
Yeah.
He's like, excuse me, are you speaking as Mark or random right now? Because I'm taking a lot of notes.
Just gonna be on the test.
And here's the thing is, I fuck my students, and then they say, I'm expelled for that, I simply just go, but why?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was actually fucking good.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was philosophy. I get it. That was awesome. It was a good joke right there, Random. It was a solid joke. Just stop with the... You lose confidence. He tells a good joke,
yeah,
and then before the room even has a minute to fucking register how funny it is, he starts going, nah, I'm a fucking retard, guys. Yeah. I'm going to kill myself.
Or I have so much confidence that I would just mock behind a facade. Oh, I'm a fucking retard, but actually I'm like, that joke is the fucking shit.
Yeah.
Throw some
These guys don't get me.
Yeah. I'm funnier than Ryan. I was literally going to say Ryan Palchik. I'm sorry.
Also, that was a Family Guy joke.
I thought we were craving ice chips.
One? The butt wash.
Anybody got ice chips?
Is it hot? Anybody that's hot in here?
I don't wanna... That's the fentanyl. Just let it do its thing, man.
I kind of want some, like, an ice chip. Some, you know, just...
We're dealing with Mike Figley here.
You know, I have a Dark Knights episode about accepting death. You might want to
mention
that
your fucking episode again. I'm gonna literally mute you the whole episode.
Has anybody ever plugged anything more?
No,
he plugs. There must be some.
He
sort
knows
of
he's smart. Look, I think people should go watch Dark Knights.
It's Random, not even. I get booked once a year because there's some issues.
He has a bag of coke in his hand. He goes, "There's some issues."
He's like, "Some
issues."
You just put green powder in your mouth like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it feels good.
I love it, dude. I love it. Wow, man.
If you were to come on the show every time and take the data from your appearance and go, okay, this is what worked, this is what didn't work, and then the next time you're better than the previous time.
I have a legitimate point that I think I do too, and probably everyone does. It's with more podcasting, the more you do it, you realize you have to let points that you wanted to make go.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
yeah,
you wanted to say something and it moved on, and you got to let it go.
Timing is a massive, massive thing. So what will happen very often, it'll be a joke, a point, everything, and you're like, we've moved away, and I'm going to stop the progress by bringing it back.
Yeah.
It's a great, astute point about podcasting. It's a great piece of advice for anybody that podcasts.
Because let it go.
You just gotta let it go sometimes.
It's not about,
because it's not, see,
it's
right
not
now you're not letting
it's
it go. We're watching it happen.
Yeah, you go, it doesn't matter that much what you were about to say.
No, it's not about
sometimes
ego.
You gotta hold it in to
show
let the other
good.
Guy shine. You know what I mean, too? Because, like, we'll be thinking the same thing, and
you guys
I'm like,
shine
I'm gonna
at
Skankfest.
I'm going to a fucking Jersey motel after this. So, no, I was saying it's like you let the show be good and not your ego, which I know sounds ridiculous coming from
no, but even if you want to be good, you're just like, you miss it. It's over. You're talking about something else. Now your head's in the past.
Yeah.
You know, never look down, only look up.
Dude, we should do a web series with Random where it's just you trying to do normal jobs every day. It's a whole thing, dude. It's like, today you're working in a fucking laundromat. Today
you ever seen the Billy Matt, you know, Billy Madison where he was a janitor and with nunchucks? Like, I was a bus driver.
Why do you have brass knuckles? All you have to do is put the chips on the shelf. Why do you do it?
No, but
you know, actually, if you take the chips and then you do divide them by women and conquering people.
Got a bag of coke.
Dark Knights episode 65, we talk about how if you mentally try to get in a vertical in hyper lane, he's like, what are you doing? Please restart the ox chips. UTC on the bottom, Dorito in the middle. That is it. What are you doing? No, but like, you don't understand. Like, if my wife died, I don't give a fuck. I don't care if she died. I don't care if the whole world blows up, because mentally, I already checked out last week, okay?
No, you stupid white motherfucker! Put the chips!
Mark Random.
Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll stay?
I need ice chips and a napkin really bad.
Dude, I have water.
I'm not drinking
water.
Your fucking...
Dude,
I'm not
drink some of that.
I would drink it. I do more coke than drink that. That is not its natural color.
Prop.
He
put
something
stevia
in that.
No, but if you want the honest, sad reason, it's because I'm only booked like once or twice a year. If I was regularly, I would be nothing.
You'd be nothing.
Like, you have your own show.
No, I mean, I just have like a 4 sentences that I've been building up in the year. So it's like,
this is your 1 year manifesto right here?
Yeah. But you don't need to worry about it. That's
how we got to fucking hear that.
I mean, that paper's not that long. Like, let him finish it. He's got one more paragraph left.
Random, no, you're actually a good podcaster, you know. Yeah. I think you need to relax a little bit.
Yeah,
you just pulled it back a little bit and just relax and just sort of trusted your own instincts, because you do make good points. I say this all the time. Random will tweet some shit and I don't even realize who tweeted it. I'm like, that's a great, and I go to retweet it. I'm like, wait a minute, it's Random. That's nuts. That's psychotic. So you're not like, you know, I think you genuinely have voices in your head that are constantly arguing with each other, and they're like, and a lot of them are just yelling for you to blurt shit out. And
well, the thing is, it actually did hit me that like, I am a weird person. I wear a logo of a cult. I have my stage, and these were t-shirts from a rapper, but it's like I wanted to turn a negative into a positive, but I realized that's fucking weird. When I was watching a podcast myself, I was like, that's fucking weird. And like, I finally got what you've been trying to teach me. I didn't want to be seen as like the freak show crazy guy. I wanted to be seen as legitimate and funny, but I don't care anymore.
So what you have to realize, and this is the truth for anybody, is that being unique is an extremely powerful
thing.
But
I'm not unique.
You're very unique.
Yeah, I think
so. But here's the thing. Weird is just another word for unique, right? Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's a more positive way to look at it. Being unique, like, look, you say what the fuck you want about me. There's just not another Luis J. Gomez. I don't give a fuck,
but
right?
Did you see Ryan Long's special?
No.
It was funny.
What, am I a loser?
No. I watched it last night with my girl, and I was like, I'm happy to be on with this dude.
Ryan's hilarious.
Special.
Dude, in spite of Ryan,
YouTube.
I should hate Ryan Long. I should hate him, dude. But in spite of his beautiful eyes and his confidence and his fucking swagger, I'm like, I fucking love this guy. Yeah. He's a fucking great dude. He's a very funny comedian. Of course.
Didn't watch my special, but Random.
No,
I appreciate that.
But Random watched the special.
Mark thought it was bullshit. Yeah.
Mark did not see the special. Random saw it.
He watched it with a ball gag in his mouth while fucking Lindsay was whipping him.
Carving your name into his arm.
In the center of a pentagram drawn in salt.
Why do you think
checked it onto the ceiling?
Do you think it got 4 million views because we're that good? Or I did some weird black magic?
There you go. You know he didn't watch it because it doesn't have 4 million views.
I mean, who did a show with Shane Gillis and then a month later he skyrocketed to fame? Me?
You're the secret
what
weapon.
Happened to you?
He's the Red Witch from Game of Thrones.
It's dark magic though, yeah.
No, it's not. I'm just playing a joke.
Let's do some plugs.
A black spirit came out of him and knocked out Chris Redd.
No, the best is he just cleared that up. Like, oh, it's black magic. He goes, no, I'm just kidding.
Like, not the
Random said black.
I don't actually know the dark arts.
Yeah, Mark has
that's where I clear up. Not fucking dead bodies, not rape, not killing, but no, I don't fuck black magic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's,
no,
that,
come
that's
on.
Where I drew the line.
Dash mark.
Okay, so let's do plugs real quick. We got a little bit of time left here. This is a great show. Yeah. The whole week, not for nothing, dude. Maybe it's just better without Zach. Maybe Zach is the problem here,
no,
dude.
No, not
because the show's been so good this week.
Don't say that.
It's been incredible.
You're just saying it because you're mad Zach's not here. That's how
you miss him.
Stuff.
You're lashing
out. You know, Figs is on coke. He's being too honest right now.
If I was sober, I'd be like, beep, 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 beep. Who do you want me to do next? Who do you want me to do next?
What are we plugging? Random, obviously, Dark Knights podcast. Right, Dark Knights with Lizzie
podcast,
and Random.
The documentary's still out. See, here's the thing. I also had a blog. I have my philosophy for comedy because I wanted to give that speech to Shane Gillis to debate Andrew Yang from 2019 because I wanted to revolutionize.
Do your plugs.
It is a plug. It's a video that I'd want the whole world to see. It's my spiritual and philosophical beliefs about stand-up comedy and offensive jokes and how it's actually a healing elixir like psychic alchemy. And that video, as well as the documentary, Mark Random's comedy elixir philosophy that I just interesting. I wanted to rebrand offensive comedy.
All right, so Ryan Long.
I was hoping that the show would run out of time as him on his ramble. Like all right,
a different song would start playing in the background.
I mean, yeah, dude, I gotta fucking start playing the wrap it up music from the Oscars.
And I'm the Hebrew Messiah.
What?
The second coming.
Ryan Long.
The Boys cast with Ryan Long and Danny Polishuk. We just had probably our funniest episode coming out today. Check that out. Catch me in August in Austin next weekend. Detroit, Portland, Phoenix. Plano and Toronto as well. So
sick.
Come Toronto, to those.
At Danny Jokes and, of course, Boys Cast. Low Value Mail live on Tuesday nights and The Bathhouse live on Wednesday nights now.
Sick.
Yes. Hell yeah. At Comic Mike Figgs. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Young Guns, at Robin Figgs. Yeah, go to thestand.com, click my name, you see all the dates I have this month. Fuck yeah, rock and roll, baby.
Yeah, got a lot of live stuff coming up. This Sunday night, me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour, we will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at Helium Comedy Club. Then I'm going out to LA to roast Whitney Cummings, so I won't be on the Fort Wayne and Louisville shows, but still buy those tickets. I'm going to keep them up on the website because Aaron Berg is now bringing Colin Turrell in my stead, and Colin is an absolute monster. You guys are going to fucking love it. It's a better show. Go see the better show. Why not, right? And then also we'll be in Miami on the 18th and 19th. I'm going to be in Saratoga Springs without Aaron on the 10th and the 11th, and then we're doing the Offend Everyone Tour for the New York Comedy Festival at The Stand on the 11th at midnight, so grab those tickets, Zach and Miko and Colin Turrell on those shows as well. Subscribe to Yes Digital. Make sure you guys keep on tuning into this show, because I love doing this show, and you guys are the fucking best audience in the world. So, yeah, lots more announcements being made. I'll tell you, if you guys, a little bit of Skankfest news. Right before Christmas, we're going to be announcing the location and doing a pre-sale. So you guys get tickets for Christmas gifts and all that other stuff. All right. Disney reveals plus-sized heroine in a film about body dysmorphia. Can we see this? Can we see this?
Any segue in this episode is hilarious. That's crazy, dude. Insane.
This is the character.
Let's see.
Her name is Bianca.
Aw.
And
it's my niece's name. And it looks like my sister.
And so it's part of a new...
Oh, there's Zach Amico. That's where he's been.
Do you think that someone who was making that, like the graphic designer, he was like, someone spilled coffee on his thing and it just goes...
And he had to send it into work. Yeah, so like he was like, yeah, that's what it fucking is. That's what I did.
Oh my God. Trackpad, you know, like liquids make them work weird and you're like, I can't unstretch this.
So what is the... Give me some more information about it, Shannon.
So it's part of this like experimental group of films that Disney Plus is releasing. And in this
The experiment
one,
was just Fat Chick.
Who hasn't experimented with Fat Chicks behind a dumpster at 3 a.m?
Yeah, big experiment.
And so in this one, during the movie, she like fractures from her reflection in the mirror. And
she fractured her ankle by walking.
And the floorboards.
Fat girl, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Is this the premise of Shallow Hal?
Are they doing like a girl version of it?
Well, they've never done it's never been a plus size good guy. It's always been like
Shrek?
Ursula. No, not female.
Oh yeah.
Female. And also that wasn't
Chris
Disney.
Farley movies?
That wasn't Disney, that was DreamWorks.
Or DreamWorks. Oh. Mm.
Damn.
Nightmare Works. See, now I'm just going to be calm. I don't
Nightmare
got all
my No, honestly, but, so whenever that happens, it doesn't land. You just go random and go, okay.
Random.
No, I'm done with all my shit to say, so I'm just going to be chill.
Now, look, he did look like he just took, like, a load off his chest.
Yeah. Oh, like, really? Like, you just, like, it was just like a garden hose? Is it like an unkinked garden hose?
Because I'm only on, like, once a year.
Yeah.
You brought me back next time, I'd be just quiet.
Oh, I think it's hilarious. Bricks in the racist live chat. Was it Bricks? I hope it's Bricks.
No Pull it up. Way.
He made the dude from Lethal Weapon?
He did a deep fake of the fat chick from the Disney movie.
No.
They always deep fake.
Bricks is a man. Shout
Bricks
out, Bricks.
I'm sorry, I can't pull it up individually.
Oh, no.
That was quick.
You got tits like Shannon. Are those your tits, Shannon?
No.
No, my boobs are perfect.
Yes, they are.
I don't
Put
believe
Put the sexy
you.
Music on and prove it.
Until I see them.
No.
I swear to God, I'd take you to Miami next weekend and buy you new tits if you just let me suck on them. I swear on my son's life.
Ew.
That is mostly how girls get to Miami.
Would that include... Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Put on the sexy music.
Would that include...
Put the sexy music on, actually. You're right. Thank you very much. Our negotiations have turned sexual. So we need to... I started salivating like I just saw a commercial for a sandwich.
This is the meet cute. Like in Friends, you want to space it out for seasons. You don't want to just have it end. This is what all the fans do, right?
This is what we've been building this up for a very, very long time.
So you got to keep
And I've been
it.
Wearing the her down. I've been eroding Shannon's willpower
panties?
For years and
oh,
years
I thought you were
and years.
Your panties. That'd be
Shannon,
hotter.
Again, tell me what exactly... what.
Would this include the paid time off of work for the trip and healing?
Oh, yeah.
How much time is it to heal?
Healing is fucking another guy.
So my last time, I think it was like 3 days that I couldn't go to work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the hotel stay and like an airfare.
But you gotta let me play with your titties.
You said just suck on them.
I mean, I'm gonna play with them a little
bit. The new ones or the old ones?
That's a real question.
Too real. You had to update it.
We're gonna use them as hacky sex. Shannon, are you gonna let me? Yeah, you know, look. Once I start playing with your nipples, you're gonna start getting turned on, and then it's gonna turn into a little crazy.
But they're gonna be like healing and terrible.
Now you're gonna let me play with the old ones and then the new ones.
You can just have the old ones.
What happened?
You can just have the old
ones. No, but not. You gotta let me play with the old ones while they're in your body.
That'll be the ultimate trick. She's like, here, play with them. They're in a bag. when are we going to Miami?
My dick. I'm gonna get my dick is getting hard right now as I'm talking about it. Can I stay right now? I'm actually becoming aroused.
Put her on a doll with the hair of Shannon's that you have. And the panties are...
No, I don't want to do that. I want some real deal. Just a fucking, a nice little weekend. We fuck around in Miami a little bit. I play with your titties. You're going to bang. You're going to probably want to bang me, though. You're going to be very turned on by what I do with your tits.
I know. This has changed a lot.
A little bit of biting.
Just
like
say what we want to hear, Shannon. Just fucking go in.
But, okay, Louis. So, all right. Fuck it. You can take me to Miami. Do what you want with me. Fuck me good.
Flip you over. Eat your butt. Come on, Shannon. Shannon, do you let a man lick your asshole?
I feel like it has happened, but like during
oral sex. Yes. Does he lick your legs up like a baby and go, or does he flip you over and fucking spread the cheeks?
No, neither of those.
What's the other option?
Your legs don't have to be up in the air.
Oh,
to reach that area.
Kind of. They kind of got to go up in the air to really give it a little.
No. You bury your top. Face. You could hit the
ass. She's a freak. She's on top riding.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is also 700 years ago. So my
69 position?
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. You would never think that Shannon is so like pure. Nah, and then she gets all freaky on this show.
She's got that, what's that, Staten Island? That don't you fucking that energy.
No, that was the energy. She's that look, I would say. Yeah. The energy is like, she's the energy of like a sweetheart. Yeah. If you talk to Shannon on the phone or just knew her personality, like this is like the sweet girl next door. Then you see her, you're like, who is this fucking dump of Jersey whore fucking trash?
Talking about ghosts and Casper and shit. Who the hell is this fucking ghost hunter over here with a bell?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I thought it was adorable.
Yeah, Shannon, I think we can figure this out. We can figure it out.
I'm back out for right now.
Why? But you did think about it. You really considered it.
I considered it for a second when you just said the sucking part, but then you added in so many other things.
How long can I suck in your nipple, Shannon?
Yeah, let's get back to basics.
All right.
So, but you're saying before and after the surgery?
Well, here's the thing. You made up a point. I was going to say just after, but then they're going to be all Frankenstein-y and painful. Yeah. Like, I want you to enjoy
it. Now I'm getting hard.
Yeah. Yeah, random. Yeah.
There you go.
Fucking got corpse bride tits. I don't need to deal with that. I want them once they're fucking a couple weeks after they heal, when they're back to their fucking, like, I don't even gotta go to Miami with you. Go to Miami.
Okay.
Go by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, fix yourself. We have one night at the fucking the plaza.
So that, but you're saying that certain things have to happen in that one night.
I'm sucking on your titties and we're gonna make out a little.
How long are you sucking on them for?
Shannon is fucking.
I like the way she said, we're in a negotiation.
How long?
See, you spoiled her with all the trips because now you can't put that on the bargaining table.
No, it's fine. She's getting a fucking night at the plaza, a night with the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Dude, my girlfriend better not listen to this episode. Problem. Because Shannon's really negotiating at this point.
You can never take it to the plaza now. You're going to have to take it.
No, Mr. Gomez, welcome back. Oh,
Relax. Using your name with a side chick is a rookie mistake. Come on, dude.
I know. No, I'd have to get my girlfriend to sign off on this, Shannon. But she's hot. Maybe she'll be into it.
Okay.
Would you be more into it if my girlfriend was involved?
I would. Oh, not if she's involved, but I would want her to know about it.
You'd want her to know about it.
Yeah.
But if she sat on your face while I played with your nipples, that's not okay.
No.
Okay.
So
should I hold the camera?
I just
slide him in there, bro.
Just slide him in.
Just a negotiation. Just figure out what we got on the table here.
Strictly negotiation.
Shannon, I just want to say you are an angel amongst the world, and thank you for everything you do.
Random.
Thank you.
God, this show rules. Fun show. What a fun show we're having right now. So this plus size heroin, that's that. It's a fat chick in a movie. Bah, 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 bah.
Shannon, what are your feet
so
look like?
So it's a movie?
Let's see. All right, so missing grandma's body is found. Did you guys see this video?
It's found in Mark Random's.
Did you see
my trunk?
Whole Crux apartment.
I have a 1984 car.
Missing grandma's bones found in Mark Random's basement.
What happened?
This missing grandma's body was found. Have you guys not seen the video?
I haven't seen this, though.
Have you seen this?
Video?
Where do you think the body was found? If you know, don't say it.
A trunk?
I don't see it. I'm too high on blow. That shit freaks me out.
Dead body found.
Missing grandma's body found. Where do you think it was found?
Comedy club?
Maybe they lost it in like a funeral home?
The basement
something?
Of a new house?
Hmm. Oh, Chuck E. Cheese.
No. I'm thinking like he knew. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I killed that lady. Put her Chuck E. Cheese. That's right.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. The Panda Rosa.
It was random. He wrote me a note and said, oh, I killed this lady. So skip town.
Oh, Sizzler.
They found it inside of a python. Right?
Oh, I saw that actually. Yeah.
Let's see the video, Shannon. This is fucking
crazy. What country is this?
This is like some South American country.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw the video of them actually cutting the python open. This is the aftermath. I saw the video of them like literally slicing it open and pulling the body out.
Yeah, I think that's what I saw too. I mean, you
can't. I can't do that.
Is she alive?
Wait, is there people crying?
Coke. I'll start crying.
That's the grandma.
Oh, shit.
She's pretty toit for a grandma. Dude, for a dead grandma?
It's like a...
Ladies and gentlemen, time for another Toiter Noit.
Toiter Noit.
What country
Toiter
is Noit?
Hold on, we're ready for it.
We don't really have to do Toiter Noit. It's fine. Don't worry, gals.
Do you want? There's like 10 seconds left.
Let's see it. They're wailing, dude.
The Philippines or something?
Yeah, just give me Filipino vibe. And yeah,
Indonesia.
Same thing.
I guess that's it.
You don't like seeing dead bodies, Randall.
It's just, it reminds me that humans are just
I thought that's your whole
nothing.
Thing.
Like, metaphorically, but it's like, it just reminds me that, like, as much as I want to believe in spirits and energy, humans are just cells animals eat each other, and we sleep, and we sweat, and just, we just kill each other.
Sometimes
just,
grandmas deserve it.
Yeah.
Oh, you think she was like a pedophile?
How about you go metaphorically? Like, nobody thinks you think that. That you go, I'm just into that stuff metaphorically.
No, I just mean, like, the realization that we're all just fucking animals. I hate it. I could be a genocide leader with that. I just hate the idea of human. Like, I hate that I have to sleep. I hate that. So, like, seeing an animal.
You think you like the snake sort of taking care of business then?
Yeah.
No, I just because I fucking hate snakes and I hate animal. Not like dogs.
White power snake. The snake is on record saying
Kanye West.
Yeah, that
Kanye was right.
Who owned the slave ships, Kanye?
Dude, Kanye,
I meant to say snake.
They're
getting him.
Now
he's back.
He's back on Instagram. He's back on Twitter.
Me and Danny were loving saying that the new Yeezys are coming out on as a collaboration with MyPillow.
Kumi is going to show up with a pair of Yeezys next week.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Look at my no shoes.
With a Papa John's pizza. Oh.
Yeah.
Papa John's Yeezys.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Good. It was there. It wasn't good when I said
it. I tapped it in. Thanks.
So, Kanye, so now his net worth is only $400 million?
Lies.
It's sort of not true because, right?
Like, no, he's a billionaire. For sure.
Yeah, basically what happens is they evaluate his company and they're like, technically you don't have the company anymore, but like if he makes it somewhere else, it'll be worth,
who
you
evaluates
know.
You
don't
think the companies,
you're
going
to be able to buy Yeezys in 2 years.
Who evaluates the companies, Ryan? No.
He doesn't like the people who evaluate
names, Ryan.
Come on, who evaluates the companies?
Last names, please. Was it a Smith, Ryan?
Yeah. Was it a Goldberg?
I mean, look, there's
a Weinstein.
He's become so eccentric at this point that this all like plays into his whole crazy character. He'll drop another album. He'll there's no.
This one's a little bit of a fork in the road, I feel like.
Well, it's a fork in their tongues.
It's a little.
Yeah, I mean, what did he say that wasn't real, though? You know?
Danny?
Not much.
What did he say that wasn't completely 100%
accurate? No, but you guys are all... Where's the lie, Danny?
No. Here's what I hate about the outrage of Kanye West, right? So all the... Like Howard Stern, all these shocking people... are against it, but my whole issue with it is people feel like they're for shocking comedy, but it's they want to be the shock one. Like, let's hypothetically say an unlikable comic did like stand up and a dance at Auschwitz. People like Ari Shaffir or Tim Dillon would hate that comic because it wasn't them.
Are you talking about yourself? Yeah, he is. He did a music video. In fact, play it.
Yeah. By the way, before, as you're pulling this up, so it came out last night, which I do not believe this, but a New York Post article saying that Kanye is super into Hitler and that he wanted to name his 2018 album Ye Hitler.
Yeah, real recognized real.
They're literally like, someone like, there's an article about this. He goes, he wanted to name that album.
Wasn't there a thing like for a while, and I get it, right? Because I was going to collect canceled comedian artwork, right? So similarly to how some guys are obsessed with like Nazi like artwork and like fucking like
Cosby's,
you know.
Cosby's innocent though.
But I'm not.
He is.
We're waiting for the name part at the end. This is Marco Randa.
No, but Mark. Like I get like I was gonna name my album. I was going to name my comedy album Hitler's Paintings on the idea, but it's a metaphor of like sometimes you want something in life, but it doesn't turn out how you want it. Like Hitler just wanted a bunch of people to be like, oh, look at that nice painting by Adolf. Like that's all he wanted, but God had different plans for him. So I feel like that's like with me because I would try
to be a legend. Argue with God.
God had a plan to make him a true
God
legend.
God is fucking based.
Wow. So yeah, what was the song called, Mark or Random?
It was called Hebrew Messiah.
No, the song.
That's what it was called.
It was called Hebrew Messiah.
Yeah, people just left out the first part.
But it was a parody of it
because
Staying
I
Alive.
I thought I was the savior.
He's singing
of
Staying
Jewish...
Alive at Auschwitz, no, which is funny. Yeah, unquestionably funny.
Wait, you actually went to Auschwitz?
Yes, yeah, please play the video.
A European comedy tour. I only did like five places, but I called it a European.
Did they
comedy.
Kick you out?
Not yet. I know this is gonna be. I know I'm gonna be charged for like hate speech or some shit in the future.
No, maybe in Germany for sure, but you'll be all set in America.
Yeah.
Do you have it, Shannon?
Mark Random, the Yeezy sympathizer.
But like, you should call it at Auschwitz and call it Anne Dank.
No, but it's. I thought I was the Jewish Messiah because I thought I was having a psychotic episode, and I thought that Jewish people, the reason they were that way is because they didn't have
that
a Messiah.
Ryan, what do you think about going to do streeters?
The reason is yar what yar.
Ryan, what do you think about going to do streeters at Auschwitz?
No, but I thought if they had a savior. That like they you know all religions unite. So I thought, oh, I must be this Hebrew Messiah. Because think about it, banned from 109 comedy clubs. You know, like
yeah,
you know,
that's a good title
like
for
Christ.
An album.
Yeah, banned from 109
just like Jesus.
Clubs.
Why? Where'd you get the number 109?
You don't know?
Come on.
I don't know.
I've said it on this podcast like twice. It's probably why
Jews
I'm not
in
the
amount of countries.
Oh, I see.
Now, it's not countries. I always thought it was.
I thought it was countries. They started central
so
banking systems.
I always thought it was countries too. And then I was like, I wonder. And then you look at it, and it's like, no, a lot of them are like cities.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I'm like, how many countries
are
right, there?
So the 109 countries have banned Jews.
But yeah, I am pro-Semitic for the record. That's
how many?
Saying.
What
I'm...
countries have banned Jews?
Mostly well, just the bad ones, but also a lot of the European
and
ones.
Shannon, do you want a vacation
to Qatar?
Germany?
Brand new titties in Qatar.
Germany was one.
Wow. They have banned or currently have banned.
No, they're not. I think there was I believe Tennessee banned something like the North or something with the Civil War. They got into banning Jews.
Yeah.
Jews were banned somewhere in America as well.
Tennessee it how it is.
Yeah. And I don't think Jews should be banned at all. So I'm the savior. I'm going to bring Jews salvation and I'm going to find them love.
Song?
Dude, you would fucking get along real nice with the black Israelites. You guys are really
no,
on
they've
the
only
same
gotten
level.
Kicked out of 28 countries. They have like 80 countries before.
No, they're
Jews.
Above regular Jews. They're probably like, we're 110.
Yeah, we were just talking about this, but like I was in Rally and there's, you know, maybe like 25 black Israelites doing a speech.
That were black Israelites.
These guys, if this was like a group of white people, like this would be on the cover. I'll tell you one of the things
they're
said.
They're very aggressive.
This guy, you can respect the comedy writing, whether you like it or not. Yeah. The guy goes, these fake Jews want to be black so bad. That's why Hitler put them in the oven. That's what this guy's yelling on the fucking streets
they go
of Rally.
They're at the Bronx.
And
too.
There's a guy walking by with his stroller. It's a park.
This
like,
guy,
and they all look like assassins.
So
dude, this guy
how
who
many?
Called into my show is a Jewish guy who wears like a kippah or whatever, and he goes, "Black Israelites throw pennies at him on the subway in the Bronx."
See, yeah, there's
he's like, can I pick them up?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No,
he was liking it.
He goes, "Oh my God, that was Lorimer." You said.
It's like, I love those guys. Yeah. They just fling pennies at me.
Saying, the Danny shows up with a magnetic suit.
Yeah, magnetic suit.
I was loving that.
just doing some banking over here.
They need salvation.
Anyone need any high interest loans?
I won't charge you extra with usury. That's a math, and you got it.
Good.
Mark,
am I looking for Hebrew Messiah or the
what are you
most
looking
recent
for?
Music
what is,
video?
What are you looking for?
Look, my logo is two-star David.
Stop.
I have the most recent music video. Is that what we want to watch?
No, we want to watch Staying Alive in Auschwitz.
How about just do the acoustic, have the intro, and I'll do the song live?
Yeah, let's just watch it.
You know what? Fuck it.
I don't remember the lyrics.
Is it on YouTube?
I don't see it on your YouTube.
He goes a cappella.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, why don't you do Staying Alive karaoke, and then he'll just sing it for us. Yeah. We'll end the show with that.
All
right. Live performance by Random.
Yeah. All
right. What's the song called again? Hebrew Messiah?
Yes.
Hebrew Messiah by
You know the lyrics? Off
Random.
The top of your head, you gotta pull them up.
Oh,
he's pulling them up.
Hold on, I'll remember.
Star of Dave.
Oh wait, now you can tell by the way Himmler would talk, he's a prophet man. Ishbin got Jews on the world, and that's not fun. They've been kicked out of 109. Now it's all right, we're okay. We can't look the other way. We can try to beat their plan. The Jewish plot's effect on men. Whether you're a goyim or whether you're a Muslim, you be gassing the Jews, gassing the Jews. Feel Hitler taking the European nation, you be gassing the Jews, gassing the Jews. Heil, 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 heil. Gassing the Jews, gassing the Jews. Heil, heil, heil. Gassing the Jews. Oh, Adolf Scott.
All right. Guys, thank you for watching the Realist Podcast. We'll be back on Monday with a special Halloween edition, the return of Zach Amico.
Yeah.
Back on the show. Yeah, until then, guys, have yourselves a great weekend. Good night.
That's all, folks.